Because you joined the company in 1941, wasn't it?
November 1941.
Right. So can you tell me about how you came to be working there?
Yes. I left school because I just after this traumatic experience I've had, I really couldn't concentrate, and I finally gave up. I wanted to go to university, but I just, you know, I couldn't concentrate. So I went to work at, so had a friend.
So you were actually shell-shocked?
Yes, badly, I think. Right. More than people think, you know, it just comes out. So I went back to mentors, but not for me. So I decided that everyone went to Hawkers, I would go to Hawkers. I wrote to them and I had an interview, and I had done a course at I did not wanting to leave my education completely. I went three or four nights a week to the technical college.
Oh, Kingston Tech. Which became the Polytechnic in due course.
That's
it, yeah. Oh, okay.
And I went there for some years. I did a shorthand typing course. I did a technical drawing course, which I was hoping would get me into the drawing office. But I decided to join the Wrens before that came about. I learnt German, and I did all sorts of weird things there. But it kept me thinking, you know. And I went into Hawkers, and I loved it. I really loved it. We had as well as being a typist, I was in charge of a filing system.
You actually joined Hawkers as a typist.
As a typist.
And which section was that you were
working in? The drawing office.
Oh, so that was in the drawing office.
Well, it was a setup where the drawing office had all the big windows in the front, all the draftsmen, and then it was a sort of open plan, and you came up from the drawing office and there was our little office.
There was?
The typist little office, which no end to it. It went into the drawing office, but it had one side had a wall, and the other side was the print room, which up one side and around the back of us. And so to get out, the draftsmen all just walked through our office and out of the door.
So when you went there, this was in the drawing office. Now that was in the furniture depository, wasn't it?
The old furniture depository.
Mm-hmm. And that was on the south side of
looking over the railway line.
Looking over the railway line, yes. That was an old Bentalls building, I think.
It was Bentalls.
And at some point that had been taken over by Hawkers. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like working in that building? Because it was not a purpose-built building by any means, was it? And I think Sidney Cam famously described it as an inverted lavatory block.
Yes.
At one point.
Well, it wasn't a very exciting building, but I loved it. And I think everyone was very happy there. And, of course, it did have wide windows, which was just what they wanted. They were working in daylight most of the time.
So it was open plan and it had lots of outside light coming in.
Yes.
So that would be very useful
for the drawing. For,